discussion in another policy group, and that policy group came up with this particular language as to how to handle our state government procurement agreements, and so that is non-controversial as far as I know. Then we have the workplace communications was through here once already, the UI was through here once already, and the boxing commission was through here once already, and then the last part is just something that we found out about the sanitary sewer district up on the Iron Range that needed a couple of changes, and so those are just being added as of right now. So, and the repealer has to do with the simulcast in the boxing commission. So ultimately it's I don't think it's a controversial article, Madam Chair, and it would be the omnibus policy bill coming out of the economic development group. So
this is your omnibus policy bill.
Exactly.
So you put it together on this file.
Yes.
Instead of doing all that in conference committee.
And I'm not sure what the motion is to adopt the House file and then put this into the House file, but
we'll just wait a minute for the motion.
Okay. All right.
We don't quite have a quorum.
So
this is a policy bill, so is there any financial impact at all?
There's something in regards to the unemployment comp, but it's within the UI division, so I don't believe it has a general fund effect on it.
Madam Chair.
And Madam Chair, I forgot the there. I think we'll be carrying $80,000 in the finance bill for the boxing commission. It's not in this bill, though, but there are some fees that are being generated in this bill for the boxing commission. However, they don't have a general fund impact.
Boxing commission also is a special revenue fund. Any questions from members of the committee? Senator Higgins.
Madam Chair, Senator Thomas-Sony, or maybe it's a question for Senator Metzen. I know that this construction debris cover material was a little controversial, and I just would like to know, is this the language that everybody agreed to after negotiations?
Madam Chair, Senator Higgins, yes, it is. I
Senator Metzen.
Talked to you earlier, and there were some concerns, but this has been worked out by all the parties, so I think it was kind of a kumbaya. They were holding hands at
everybody
the last meeting.
Everybody was singing
meeting,
so. And everything?
Huh?
Everybody was singing and everything?
Well, I don't think they were singing. They were humming. But
they were humming, okay.
I think, yes, they're on board okay. with this. That's
Thank
good,
you.
Good question.
And, Madam Chair, this is one of those issues of putting it in a couple of places just in case one bill doesn't pass, because it's kind of an important piece of legislation as far as the our demolition sites are concerned. So,
Is there anything in here that has not already passed through the Senate?
The Trade Policy Advisory Group has not, and the stuff on the Sanitary Sewer District has not. But the Sanitary Sewer District is old language. It's just fixing up a couple of glitches that were discovered just the other day, so that it works better in the future.
What subdivision is the sanitary sewer district? Is that 35?
It's on page 26. The explanation is it's not actually clear to me, but the first thing we're doing is moving the buy-in from all the local units of government from 60 days to 180 days after the first comprehensive plan is presented to them. And then the second thing is just making sure that the dates that are in there work. And I was told that there was a possibility that we hadn't done the dates right in the past, and so I think this fixes it. So it makes it.
Was that heard in any other policy committee in the Senate?
No, no. This is something I just found out about a day ago, and it appeared to have an urgency to it, and so I'm just trying to make sure it works.
And the trade policy, that's Section 3?
That's Section 3, and that, Madam Chair, was we passed the legislation last year in last session, and a trade policy advisory group was established, and we're supposed to come back with a recommendation to the legislature in around November 15th, if I'm not mistaken, and due to a whole bunch of problems with meeting and actually establishing the final membership of this new group, we actually didn't get the trade policy advisory group's recommendation until a couple weeks ago, and so this is agreed upon language, and it's not controversial.
Senator Tomasoni, did this setting up this trade policy group? Did you follow the guidelines that the
and
State Department's committee?
And yeah. Madam Chair, my understanding is that follow the guidelines.
Okay. Then my other question is: usually, when you put senators or legislators on a board, it has to go to Rules Committee. So, is that your anticipation? Is we'd send this to Rules Committee, or has this been approved by the Rules Committee separately?
It all depends on what those guidelines are that Senator Rest set up, but my understanding is that...
No, I think it's in the Senate rules that if we set up any kind of a committee or a commission that has legislators on it, that it has to go to the Rules Committee.
Let me find out here.
Senator Tomasoni.
Madam Chair, is this a result of Senator Rest's rules?
No, it's a result of Senate rules.
Okay, well, I guess
we have a provision in our rules that say anytime you put a legislator on something, it has to go to the Rules Committee. And maybe there were so many legislators that were getting appointed, and they have to do the appointing. Maybe it's just to alert them so that they remember to do the appointments. I really don't know why we'd have to ask the majority leader.
Maybe Mr.
And it may have predated him, too, this policy. Senator Metzen, do you know?
No, I don't know, but I do know that this is not a new issue. We dealt with this in our committee last session, so maybe it's been handled already. I'm not sure of that. But we did address this. It's not new, let me put it that way. But then they kind of weren't active for a while, and finally they got going again, and here we are today. So.
Okay.
But it's fine. We heard
Mr. Watson kind of confirmed that's what the rule says.
Yes.
So, do we have a quorum yet?
So, does this have anything to do with Senator Rest's?
It has nothing to do with Senator Rest.
Okay.
No, it's the regular Senate rules.
It has to go to rules.
Senator Fred Frederickson.
And Chair Senator Tomasoni, Section 4, Workplace Communications, when that was in the previous bill, by a motion in this committee, that was removed from the bill.
Yes.
So, why do we have it in this document again?
Because I'd like to see it pass, Senator Frederickson.
What else you want to know?
Has this provision passed the House?
Yes, it's on the House floor.
It's on the House floor in a separate bill?
Yeah.
Well, Senator Tomasoni, why don't you explain your other bill, and then we'll come back to this when we have a quorum. Which is 2468.
We have some amendments on that one, too, so I'll let Mr. Carter.
Have to wait on that, too.
Go ahead. It's basically a name change of Minnesota Technology, Madam Chair, but I'll let Mr. Carnival give you that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Doug Carnival, counsel to Minnesota Technology, Inc., and as Senator Tomasoni mentioned, there is a technical amendment of the SCS 2468A-6 amendment.
Why don't we pass out the amendment? Everybody can kind of keep track of their stuff. It's not the best way to do this. And we'll adopt the amendment. Why don't you go ahead and explain it? Well, then we'll
I'll be happy to.
Since we have a quorum, we'll adopt it.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment simply preserves the AURI, Agricultural Utilization Research Institute, from being affected by this bill. When the bill was originally drafted by the reviser's office, they incorrectly or inappropriately repealed the statutes dealing with AURI. The effort was simply to move them to a different section of statute because, as you'll see in the bill, that organization is no longer under the umbrella of MTI. So at Council's suggestion, this technique was used rather than repealing that provision, simply moving it from 116.009 and 0.13 to 116.V01 and V02, which are different provisions, which would be new provisions of the statute to house the AURI language. I see Mr. Watson, who I think was the person who suggested this. That's why it's here. It's one other provision that returns to statute, a provision that was deleted that requires the members of the board of MTI to file financial statements of interest that will be retained in statute. So that's what this amendment does.
We do have a quorum. And why are we changing the name, Senator Tomasoni, of the Greater Minnesota Corporation to Enterprise Minnesota?
Madam Chair, if I might.
Mr. Carnival.
Thank you. This, as you know, this bill is really just a cleanup bill. The Greater Minnesota Corporation was the forerunner of this organization back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. In 1991, it was changed to Minnesota Technology, Inc., and at the time, its function was essentially to transfer technology that was developed in the state and in the state universities and the University of Minnesota into the private sector. In the intervening years since 1991, those functions have changed to where the organization now is much more of a consulting organization to manufacturing. And as a result, it is often confused with the Minnesota High Tech Association.
Ah.
And Mr. Kill, who is here, who is the president, will tell you that very often out in the field, people think of us as the Minnesota High Tech Association, which, of course, is a membership organization and much more of a trade association. This is an organization that he can explain that really goes out and aids small and medium-sized manufacturers in Minnesota to help them grow in the state. So that's the reason for the change. This much more reflects their mission now.
Okay, and there's no fiscal impact
correct.
To the general fund with this
none at all, Madam Chair.
Proposal.
That's correct. This was passed through
or
Senator.
Any fund.
Okay. Any fund at all.
But I will point out, is this new to allow the president's salary to exceed 95% of the governor's salary?
That was originally, Madam Chair, that was originally in the statutes back from the beginning, but the organization has since then been totally spun out of the state in the sense that it no longer gets any general fund support whatsoever. It does have some programmatic money that Senator Tomasoni was able to get to help small manufacturers, but there's no state support whatsoever for operations of the organization.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Senator Higgins.
Madam Chair and Mr. Carnival, I know when businesses or governments change their names, there is a cost to that. Do they have any idea about how much this will actually cost in stationery and business cards and filing, you know, name change documents and all those kinds of things?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Carnival.
Senator Higgins, I'm going to let Mr. Kill, who's the chief executive, answer that question.
Mr. Kill, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Higgins. Yes, we do have a budget, but it's very minimal for the reason that because of the evolution of the organization, we're had to do a new website. And so when we did the website, which is the most costly part of that, it's easy to change the name. The stationery and the filing to do business as was less than $2,000 of our operating budget. So quite minimal.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee?
Madam Chair,
Senator Frederickson.
I have a drafting question. On line, page 1, line 22, I'm wondering why we still need to have I'm wondering why we need to have formally known as the Greater Minnesota Corporation in the law. Why can't we just say Minnesota Technology Incorporated is renamed Enterprise Minnesota Incorporated?
Maintain
why do we need to have
history.
That bit of history in there?
Madam Chair, perhaps Mr. Watson would be a better one to answer that. I didn't draft it that way. The reviser did.
Does anybody have any knowledge of why we have to do this, Mr. Watson?
Madam Chair and Senator Frederickson, I don't know why they did it that way. In looking at the language, I thought maybe we should reinstate Greater Minnesota Corporation and say Greater Minnesota Corporation formally, which was renamed and then which was renamed. So we keep them all in there. But no, I don't know why they did that, other than for
maybe
historical
it's,
information,
maybe it is
so
important.
We don't forget the Greater Minnesota Corporation.
Yeah.
Well, it was a great thing in its day.
That has a bitter taste.
Senator Pariseau.
Madam Chairman and Senator Watson.
It's a bitter taste, the Greater Minnesota Corporation?
Taste.
Really?
Sure.
Senator Frederickson?
I would just as soon forget the Greater Minnesota Corporation, too. That was supposed to receive half of the money from the lottery
for rural
economic development.
It was one of the.
And after about 2.5 years, it was mired in so much controversy and misspent funds that we changed it to Minnesota Technology Incorporated.
I think.
And I, by my memory, I thought it was more, it wasn't a morphing from Greater Minnesota Corporation to MTI. It was more of we ended the Greater Minnesota Corporation and formed anew the Minnesota Technology Incorporated.
You know, Senator Frederickson and Senator Pariseau, I think at that time there also was funding that was for an urban version of that. Maybe it was called URAP. Do you remember, Senator Berglund? Urban Revitalization Action Program. I remember that.
Rededication.
And that also lost its funding after a couple years. And there was supposed to be a deal between Greater Minnesota. So you actually, Greater Minnesota Corporation continued longer than URAP. But maybe it was good since you ended up mired in controversy. Okay, any other historical musings?
Senator, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Senator Frederickson.
Madam Chair, I'm still.
Just well.
So is the consensus we should leave it formally known as a Greater Minnesota Corporation?
Oh, let that thing go. That's a bitter one.
Madam Chair.
I don't care. Senator Thomasoni.
I don't care either, but if it was really a bad thing, maybe we should leave it there to remind us of something.
Yes, we don't do it again. We don't repeat our mistakes. Senator Thomasoni moves the A6 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Any other comment? Then Senator Thomasoni.
Okay, then, Madam Chair, then I'll move Senate File 2468.
As amended.
Amended, be recommended to pass.
And this one can just go to the floor.
Yes, that goes to the floor.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Okay, now we'll revert back to Senator Thomasoni's other bill.
And Madam Chair, what is the appropriate motion to adopt the House file?
It is going to be to move the delete all amendment to the House file.
Into the House file?
I think that's adequate, right? Yep. Senator Thomasoni moves. I can make the motion for you. You can make it yourself.
Go ahead.
Senator Thomasoni moves House file. The A1 delete all amendment to House File 3722. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Thomasoni has really already explained this, and we've gone over the fiscal note. And do members have any questions?
I'm sure there is an A3 amendment that is a revisor's instruction for the, I think it's just technical changes to the unemployment insurance.
We have an A3 amendment? Any questions on the A3 amendment? Senator Thomasoni moves the A3 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. All right, then, we're back to, we already adopted the A1, so I think that we're ready to go.
Madam Chair, then I'd move that House File 3722 as amended be recommended to pass and pass go to rules.
Pass go to rules. Right. Sent to the Rules Committee.
Madam Chair.
Senator Dill.
Madam Chair, I want to ask Senator Frederickson to refresh my memory on this Section 4 on page 3, this workplace communication section. Did we take this same language out of another bill in this committee?
Did you just walk in, Senator Dill?
I was here ahead of time.
And then you left us?
No.
Madam Chair, Senator Dill, that's right. I think it was the appropriation bill.
So the same language, we took it out in this committee?
Well, perhaps it wasn't appropriate in a finance bill, but this is actually a policy bill.
Madam Chair, Senator Dill, it was taken out in this committee. It was a motion by Senator Roebling, and I believe Senator Murphy was a strong supporter of that motion to take it out.
And Madam Chair, I've since talked to Senator Murphy and Senator Foley and explained the bill better to them. And I think what's not being understood here is that this is just an attempt to allow union representation to have communications with the union, but it's all under the plan that it's negotiated previously with the employer so that everybody knows exactly what kind of communications they can have and to what extent they can have it. And so I think probably the first time it came through here, not only did it come out because it was in the finance bill and it was policy, but I think there was some misunderstanding as to what it actually did. And so it also has the provisions in there that if the employee or the employer don't agree with each other on the amount of communication that's going on, that there's a grievance proceedings, and there's also they also set up what the maximum amount of communication can be and what's acceptable to everybody. So I think it's been pretty well agreed to. I've been kind of working on this for about 2 years now, and people have been putting in the language that they feel comfortable with. So I think it's okay.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Lawyers that don't like it.
All right, then, Senator Tomasoni.
Let me renew my motion, Madam Chair.
Oh, yeah, you made your motion already. He renews his motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Thank you.
Okay, and it's going to rules. And then Senator Erickson Ropes is not here yet in the building, so we're going to carry her bill over until Monday.